Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Lord of all grand designs and daily details. Yet for us there is but one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom all things came and through whom we live. 1 Corinthians 8:6. Jesus had no less than 40 names. Names such as Son of God, Alpha and Omega, Good Shepherd. Names that describe who he is, what he is like, what he does and will do. But one word summarizes them all: Lord. It's a designation the Corinthians had lost sight of, causing them to abuse their Christian freedom and ignore their Christian obligations. Allow Cyril of Jerusalem to explain why Lord is a summary of who Jesus is. Walk with Cyril of Jerusalem, a leader in the early church in 300 AD. It is for the good of each individual that the Savior comes in many characters. He stands as the door before those who should be entering. Before those who have prayers to pray, he stands as their mediating high priest. He is the Lamb to those with sins upon them to be slain for those sins. He becomes all things to all men and yet never changes from his own proper nature. He adapts himself to our infirmities as the kindest of physicians or as an understanding teacher. He really is Lord, not because he worked at achieving it, but because he possesses by nature the dignity of being Lord. He is not called Lord out of courtesy, but because he is Lord in sheer fact. He is the maker of all things. Thus, he is Lord of all things. Today's New Testament reading is 1 Corinthians chapter 8.
1 Corinthians 8. Now about food sacrificed to idols. We know that we all possess knowledge, but knowledge puffs up, while love builds up. Those who think they know something do not yet know as they ought to know. But whoever loves God is known by God. So then, about eating food sacrificed to idols, we know that an idol is nothing at all in the world, and that there is no God but one. For even if there are so-called gods, whether in heaven or on earth, as indeed there are many gods and many lords, yet for us there is but one God, the Father, from whom all things came and for whom we live. And there is but one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom all things came and through whom we live. But not everyone possesses this knowledge. Some people are still so accustomed to idols that when they eat sacrificial food, they think of it as having been sacrificed to a god, and since their conscience is weak, it is defiled. But food does not bring us near to God. We are no worse if we do not eat, and no better if we do. Be careful, however, that the exercise of your rights does not become a stumbling block to the weak. For if someone with a weak conscience sees you, with all your knowledge, eating in an idol's temple, won't that person be emboldened to eat what is sacrificed to idols? So this weak brother or sister for whom Christ died is destroyed by your knowledge. When you sin against them in this way and wound their weak conscience, you sin against Christ. Therefore, if what I eat causes my brother or sister to fall into sin, I will never eat meat again, so that I will not cause them to fall.
By him all things were created. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Colossians 1:16-18. That means he has owner's rights to the universe, and that includes you. He owns you because he made you, and he loved you enough to die for you. No wonder he deserves to be called Lord of your life.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru walkthroughthebible.org/NTPOD. Walk Through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.